Broadcast of the Sane Asylum Sunday Night Simulcast. Honored to be on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com at the same time. Also honored to be able to say that one of my new regular co-hosts is none other than the brilliant investigative journalist for the American Free Press, John Friend, who then takes off his glasses and becomes the Realist Report man, much like Superman, and handles his own website as well. John, how are you today?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on once again. Looking forward to another awesome conversation. We got a lot to talk about. And it's interesting, this whole DEFCON 3 on the Jews. It's something we've been in DEFCON mode on the Jewish people for over a decade now. So it's interesting to see people like Kanye West with a huge platform and a lot of clout come out and sort of go DEFCON 3 on the Jews as well. And all that really means to me is just speaking openly and honestly and frankly about the reality of Jewish power and influence in our world.
That's really well stated. And producer Sam, if you could cue up clip number 8. This was just on a show Kanye did, most listeners already know because it's been about a week, where Kanye started to tweet and then went on Tucker Carlson and he could not be cowed into backing down. He keeps intensely doubling down with telling the truth about the international Jew and their Jew and the unbelievable overreach of power they now wield. And so Then Kanye went on another show, I forget the name, run by some fellow black guys, and listen to this. This is wild.
Because Mav didn't run my interview.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They blocked me out. The Jewish media blocked me out. This shit lit, right? I'm lit, right? I'm lit. Right. I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? J.P. Morgan, I put $140 million into J.P. Morgan, and they treated me like shit. So if J.P. Morgan Chase is treating me like that, how they treating the rest of y'all?
That's outrageous, sure. Yeah.
And this murder was with Chase accounts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I am outraged. Mm-hmm. By the time people always, they want to calm it down.
Because no matter what, you didn't break no law.
I didn't break a law.
No matter
I didn't
what,
break a law.
Well, there you go. So essentially he's talking about the fact that he came out and mentioned he's going DEFCON 3, which is DEATH, which is not DEF, DEFCON, which is the military term. As things get worse in a war, a potential nuclear war especially, they go DEFCON 5, then 4, then 3, John. So what do you make of Kanye West really deciding to literally bite the hand that feeds him, because it's the Loctite, rock solid control by international Jews in the music industry today that made him into the, you know, near billionaire and insane popularity that he's enjoyed, and all of a sudden he decides to speak the truth of the Jewish problem. It's just shocking to me.
Yeah, you know, it is a very, very interesting situation, and it's good to see things like this. I mean, anything that is basically pushing the political discourse in a more truthful direction, you know, where we're openly talking about the reality of Jewish power and influence in society, is a very good thing. And I don't care who is doing that. I don't care who is pushing the discourse in that direction, whether it's Kanye West, for example, or anybody else for that matter. I should say right off the bat, I am not a fan of Kanye West. I'm not interested in his music. I really have never been a fan of his music. I don't really follow him to any extent. I hadn't really even thought much about Kanye West until this whole controversy came up. But I do think it's interesting. I did listen to a good section of his interview. I think the podcast is called Drink Champs.
Right, that's it.
And it's and it sounds like it's a very, very popular podcast. It's one guy I think is Cuban, and he's like a DJ. And then there's another guy, I'm not even sure. I think he goes by N-O-R-E, Nori or something like that. Anyways, I don't really follow any of this stuff. I'm frankly, I have, to be quite honest, Negro fatigue with our society. I mean, everything is, it's just black this and black that. And I am just so disgusted with it. I hate rap music. I literally cannot stand listening to it. Yeah. I will like literally leave a restaurant or a bar or a gym or wherever I'm at if I can, you know, when there's black, you know, rap music playing. It's just so revolting to me. And that includes Kanye West music as well. But it's interesting. I mean, what strikes me is, I mean, you know, like I mentioned, I listened to a good section of this interview. And, I mean, he just seems totally fed up with these people.
Right.
Which I'm sure there's a lot of people like that, you know, sort of behind the scenes and, you know, not in the public limelight like Kanye West is, who are just totally fed up with this entire Jewish-run system. And, of course, the entertainment industry is probably one of the most Jewish-run industries in the whole country.
Right.
And he, you know, is openly talking about these things, openly exposing it. I think he's got a lot of things totally wrong. He seems to buy into this, like, black Hebrew Israelite sort of ideology, which is total nonsense.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I mean, just the fact that he's openly saying Jewish media, how the Jewish media is targeting him, how Jewish financiers and Jewish, what did he refer to them as? I think he called them handlers, basically. Like, you know, these big rappers and other celebrities are basically assigned a handler that is, you know, by their side at all times, you know, calling the shots, manipulating them, taking their money, using them, exploiting them. And so he's been very clear about all these things, and that's a very, very positive development in my mind. And you know, he pulled that White Lives Matter stunt where he had that T-shirt designed at that big fashion show in Paris. I don't know all the details of that situation, but just the fact that he's bringing these issues up, he's making them public. He's obviously, you know, an individual that has a lot of sway in society, for better or for worse. You know, there's a lot of people that look up to Kanye West and really respect him, really enjoy his music, really enjoy him as a performer, apparently he's like big into fashion as well, which I didn't even know about either.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that look up to this guy, and you know, he wields a lot of clout and influence in society. And the fact that he's openly talking about these things, I think, is a very positive development. And also people like, you know, Candace Owens. Is it Candace Owens? Yeah, that's her name.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, who's basically right by his side, it seems like, anyways. You know, these are all very positive developments. He strikes me as genuine, but just sort of confused about things, and like hasn't really, you know, doesn't have a proper understanding of like what the Jewish question is all about. But again, that being said, just the fact that he's bringing this stuff up is huge, is amazing. And you see the way the establishment is reacting. He's already been shut down by Chase Bank, from what I understand. He's been censored by social media. The interview that he did with the other podcast, I don't even know the name of it, actually. It's apparently LeBron James is involved with it, or is like an owner of it or something. And he recorded a podcast with this platform, and they wouldn't even release it because, you know, quote unquote, is anti-Semitism. And he was basically doubling down on all the statements that he's made.
Well, speaking of usually, Jewish... Oh, go ahead, finish up.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, usually when we see people come out and make statements like this, or, you know, criticize Jews or say something politically incorrect, they quickly walk it back. They, you know, they get a call from their Jewish handler or from the ADL, and next thing you know, they're groveling before the Jewish community and apologizing and going to the Holocaust Museum, for example. Wasn't it Marjorie Taylor Greene did something similar, you know, a year or two ago, where she made a politically incorrect statement, and the next thing you know, she's like literally like being held hostage by the ADL at the Holocaust Museum, and she's like giving a press conference, like apologizing and stuff. So that's usually what happens when people right. make comments like this. But in Kanye's case, he seems to be just doubling down. And you know, this interview that I mentioned with the Drink Champs podcast. I mean, he's tripling down. I mean, he's not backing down at all, and he's basically saying that these people have been screwing with me, screwing with my career, manipulating me, exploiting me, making money off of me, and he's basically had enough, it sounds like.
Well, this is breaking news. I mean, I'm on email lists of the New York Times, the Washington Post, Rolling Stones, all the Jewish media, just to monitor by – they always send out an amalgamation of their headlines, right? So I just follow to what they're talking about, and they sent – one out just literally 30 minutes ago, John. Breaking news. Even Trump is the headline. Even Trump says Kanye West is acting too crazy and needs help. And so, you know, if ever people who are these MAGA-tards who think that Trump's coming back in and he's going to really, you know, he's going to finally name the Jew, and he, because of what they did to him, he's now going to, he won't run for an election again, blah, blah, blah. Trump is a total Jew puppet. And these writers, you know, they're, it's written by two different individuals, some person named Azawin Subisang. I don't know, is that's some type of Malaysian name or something, and Adam Ronsley. So it's not an obvious Jewish writer, but the lead goes, Kanye West's ongoing public meltdown and anti-Semitic outbursts have become too extreme even for the famous rapper's most unapologetic scandal-prone backers. This now includes the leader of the Republican Party, who used to brag that West was a friend of mine for a long time. And so the next graph goes, in the days since West punctuated his recent tirades by posting to Twitter that he planned to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, former President Donald Trump has told multiple people that West is acting too crazy and that he needs some professional help, according to two sources with knowledge of the matter. And then they have a little sidebar with trending stories, John. And trending story number two is Trump berates American Jews for not having enough gratitude towards him. Trending story three is Kanye West blames George Floyd's death on fentanyl, not police officers' knee. Again, absolutely true. And then four, Kanye West blames Jewish Zionists for paparazzi-pulled shows and Kardashian sex rumors. So he is not going to back down. I don't think this is going to end well for him, because he has shown an incredible amount of courage, and he's in the true arena of Jew media and Jew celebrity and Jew control. And wow, is he you know, at this point, he's really punching above his weight class. But good for him. You know, I hope somehow he's waking up a few more people. But anybody who thinks Trump is going to somehow be their American savior in a second term if he's reelected is just they are just their heads are far up their rear ends. Your thoughts?
Yes. No. I totally agree. I'm not surprised that Trump would say something like that and basically denounce Kanye. And that's the way he's been portrayed for a very long time. But certainly with his recent comments criticizing the Jews and criticizing the Jewish media and, you know, Jewish people, he's saying Jewish people, like openly using the word Jew,
right,
is like almost, you know, considered like a, you know, like it's a slur or something, like you can't even say that word. And Candace Owen actually said that in a commentary that she did, commenting on this whole situation, which is so true. I mean, you can't even say the word Jew without people looking at you funny and thinking you've, like, you know, like violated somebody or something, or committed a crime. Right. It's crazy. I was going to say really quick, the other show that he was censored off of was called The Shop. And I believe that's the show that is affiliated, or LeBron James is somehow affiliated with it. Either, you know, he financially sponsors it, or was like involved in the founding of it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they did an interview with him. I think it's been a week ago at this point. And they released a statement where just get this. Let me just read this. This is the CEO of the company, a guy named Maverick Carter. He said, "While The Shop embraces thoughtful discourse and differing opinions, we have zero tolerance for hate speech of any kind and will never allow our channels to be used to promote hate. I take full responsibility for believing Kanye wanted a different conversation and apologize to our guests and crew. Hate speech should never have an audience." So, and again, this is a point that I have emphasized for so long, is this is the way it's framed, like literally talking about Jews, talking about Jewish power, talking about the fact that they are basically in control of the media, in control of the entertainment industry.
Right.
And people like Kanye know this full well. I mean, he listed off a whole, you know, I mean, every single name he brought up was basically a Jew that's involved in his business, in the fashion industry, people right. that he was dealing with in the fashion industry, and of course in entertainment. I mean, they're basically all Jews, and they've been working together collaboratively to basically exploit him, and he's, you know, openly talking about these things. So just bringing this stuff up, just like literally talking openly about Jews, is considered hate speech. It's considered anti-Semitic. So, I mean, basically mentioning Jewish people specifically as Jewish people and noticing just what it is that they are up to collectively is like an act of terrorism to these people. And that's the way it's framed. That's the way it's always been framed. That's the way it's always been discussed, and sort of that's the narrative that you see from the organized Jewish community, from Jewish activists like the Anti-Defamation League, for example. Or I sent you an article actually earlier today. This Jewish news outlet that I follow called the Allgemeiner did this long interview with the newly appointed director of the, I think it's the Jewish American Congress. Let me see if I can find the article really quick.
Well, I have it right here. Jewish yeah. Medical Committee, American Jewish Committee CEO.
American Jewish Committee, yeah. There you go. And I mean, just the way that they frame discussions of Jews, I mean, literally, it's like you can't even bring up these topics without essentially being denounced as some sort of anti-Semitic terrorist at this point. That's the way it's framed. And it's so dishonest, and it's so fundamentally like an inversion. And I mean, that's what these people do. They literally invert reality.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't even bring up very obvious and easily proven facts about Jewish power and influence without being denounced as like a terrorist. I mean, it's totally insane. And I mean, it's good. It's going to take people like Kanye. It's going to take people that have a big platform, that have a lot to lose, that have a lot invested in this whole system that we live in, to come out and say these things. I mean, you know, like I mentioned, we've been saying these things for, I mean, in my case, since like 2010, I've been saying these things publicly. And who am I? I'm just some random guy that,
right,
you know, started using the internet and started connecting the dots and figuring this stuff out for myself. But for somebody like Kanye West or any other, you know, big, you know, influential figure in society to come on and say this is a very positive development. And I mean, again, I have no love for Kanye West as a rapper, as a musician, as even as a person. I mean, I think he seems to be at least from what I can, my impression is that he is a pretty genuine guy, and he's saying these things because he means it. And he does seem extremely fed up and just over this, all this nonsense dealing with these people and being taken advantage of by them. So it's interesting. It's a very, very interesting positive development in my mind. And I think you're right. I think it is definitely going to at least get people to start questioning this and just asking, like, you know, why can't we talk about the Jews? I mean, you know, you read Jewish publications like the Allgemeiner, for example. You know, you read an article like this where he's interviewing this very powerful figure, the American Jewish Committee CEO.
Right.
And just the way he talks, I mean, he's basically admitting and boasting about their power and influence, not only with the American government and with the American media, but on a worldwide scale. So, I mean, here's an interview with the CEO, I mean, openly basically affirming and proving that there is this international Jewish network of organizations and just powerful individual Jews that work together to advance Jewish interests around the world. Now, why is that? How is that, you know, hateful or a conspiracy theory? I mean, it's just, it is insane, man. It blows my mind that we're still even having to explain these basic points to people.
Well, exactly. It's almost as though the dark Kabbalistic magic that comes from the cancerous, devilish seed at the root of this cancer, which is the synagogue of Satan, right? The absolute evil. And the fact that they've been able to convince white Europeans, many blacks, all races, that somehow you can't look at what Jews do. You cannot question the Jew. You cannot name the Jew. You cannot hold the Jew accountable because they're such, oy vase, we're such victims of the Holocaust, which is a lie, a gaslighting propaganda scam created in 1961 by Raul Hilberg, which is now a new religion, just like the bubonic Jew jab and COVID is another new religion. There's all these false prophets and new religions these days, John. People are always looking to somehow worship at a false god and a false temple. And what's interesting about the Allgemeiner interview is this fella, this Jew, former Congressman Ted Deutch, who for 12 years represented Florida, of course, a lot of Jews in Florida, where he chaired the bipartisan task force to combat anti-Semitism. Well, the only people who'd want anti-Semitism combated are parasitic Jews who are benefiting from a toxic, imbalanced relationship where the Jew is the parasite and the rest of us are the host feeding the parasitic Jew. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if we don't name the Jew, if we don't talk about their actions, if we don't hold them accountable, if we don't seek to somehow correct the historical record, and my favorite phrase is the Russian proverb, six words, fish swim, birds fly, Jews lie. If you don't take that into account and start looking at this with jaundiced eyes, everything a Jew says, we're never going to solve this problem.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I've been saying from day one that until we as a society can openly deal with this problem, we're never going to get anywhere. And that's been my big beef with just mainstream politics in general, is it's just window dressing. It's just basically theater, because you're not actually addressing the most fundamental issues facing our society. And I think the Jewish problem, the Jewish question, is right there at the very top. And again, all you have to do is just look at what their organizations and their leaders and their activist organizations openly talk about and what they openly say. And you tell me that there's no international Jewish conspiracy when they're literally like openly talking about it and bragging about it. And, you know, you read their press releases and it shows you exactly what they're up to. I mean, it's just asinine. It's gaslighting. That's what Truly. This all boils down to. It is just total media gaslighting. It is total psychological warfare.
Yep.
It is Satan literally lying straight to your face and, you know, spitting in your face and telling you it's raining, essentially. I mean, that's what's going on. That's what's been going on for a very, very long time at this point. And, you know, I'm sick of it. I'm like Kanye. I'm over this. I've been over it for a very long time. Yep. I'm glad that there's people like him out there, you know, saying these things. And, you know, even if he doesn't really have all the dots connected and hasn't really figured it all out, at least, I mean, just the fact that he's openly saying things like Jewish media.
Yep.
And even Jewish people, and just using the word Jew.
Exactly.
Because that's what these people are. And they themselves will tell you that they're Jews. You know, but heaven forbid if you say it, it's instantly equated with hate speech. And as that CEO of that of that podcast, The Shop, where he was censored. I mean, that's what it is. Hate speech should never have an audience, he says. Even though at the very beginning, in his statement, he's saying that we embrace thoughtful discourse and differing opinions, except for when it comes to hate speech. And talking about Jews openly and candidly and honestly is considered hate speech. It's like, I mean, the most childish, ridiculous line of reasoning, the most fallacious argument, and yet this is what passes for, you know, discourse in this country. It's absolutely pathetic.
It's so true. Sam, if you could cue up clip number two. The other big news that we discussed in our pre-show discussion, John, is Tulsi Gabbard has quit the woke globalist communist organization formerly known to most of us as the Democratic Party. There is no Democratic Party anymore. There's just a globalist attack dogs that are trying to destroy this republic, the United States, and turn us into a true communist shithole, and they're well on their way to achieving their goals. So go ahead, Sam, play number two.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
Well, John, what do you make of Tulsi Gabbard?
Well said. I mean, it's a very powerful statement. It sounds like something you would have heard Vladimir Putin say. I mean, it's a very, very similar type message, very similar type critique of just the overall American political system in general. I think basically everything she said would apply equally to the Republican Party. And, right. You know, I mean, so she's basically – her critiques of the Democrats apply equally to the Republicans. And the elephant in the room that she's leaving out is Jews.
Yes.
I mean, all of these critiques are fundamentally about Jews and the role that Jews play in American politics. But of course, she didn't bring that up or even mention it. But that being said, again, this is very powerful, very, very, very powerful critique, I think. And again, I mean, the fact that she's talking here's another term that she invoked: anti-white racism.
Right.
I mean, when was the last time any politician was talking about anti-white racism, which is so apparent these days? This, again, a very, very positive development. It's interesting to see. I'm not sure if she has planned or if she's planning on forming like a third party or something like that. But again, this is moving the discourse in a very positive direction. And I think I mentioned, I mean, you know, Trump, that was my my biggest praise of Trump was not really – you know, I mean, he didn't really implement any of the things that, you know, he ran on and ended up being a total sellout, as you mentioned. But just the fact that he was pushing the discourse in a positive direction, I think to me that was the most important aspect of just his involvement in politics in general. And since he's been sort of blacklisted at this point and sort of kicked off of all the social media platforms, he hasn't had, you know, as big as a platform as he once did.
Right.
So seeing people like Tulsi Gabbard and Kanye West step up and almost go even further than Trump did. This is good. This is all, you know, very, very, very positive developments in my mind.
Well, I agree. But then again, when we get back from the break, we can talk about the fact that she's a World Economic Forum young leader, and the fact that the two words controlled opposition pop into my mind. But excellent analysis from brilliant young guy John Friend of Realist Report and American Free Press. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Heard of some gravesites up by the highway.
All right, welcome back to the final 30 minutes of the Fastest Hour in Talk Radio, Sunday night simulcast of the Sane Asylum. Coming up in just about 26 minutes is the king of Sunday night, the great Robert Ravel in Incendiary Radio. Honored to have one of my new regular co-hosts, John Friend, aboard. John, before we continue, why don't you tell everybody how they can follow you and support your work?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. My main website is therealistreport.com. That's my personal website. You will find all of my blog posts and articles and a large archive of all of the podcasts that I've done over the years. So that's my main website, therealistreport.com. I'm also on Twitter and Gab at Realist Report. And then, of course, I am a regular reporter for American Free Press. I've been writing for the newspaper for almost 10 years now. And their website is AmericanFreePress.net. It really is America's last real newspaper. It is a biweekly national print newspaper. And I would encourage people to subscribe to the print newspaper if they are not already. Again, the website's AmericanFreePress.net. And then I also contribute and help edit the Barnes Review, one of the last revisionist history magazines in publication in the entire world, as far as I know. And it's a great magazine, a great publication. If you're interested in revisionist history, it is definitely something you should be subscribing to and supporting. The website is barnesreview.org, and I would encourage people to subscribe to that publication as well.
Well, John, you're truly doing excellent and remarkable work, and I salute you for it. And it's a true honor that you'll be here every other week, rotating with the great Frederick C. Blackburn and Blackburn 9. So really have loaded up a couple of heavy hitters to join me. And this is fantastic. So, John, right at the break, every fiber of my being aches for Tulsi Gabbard to be legit and a true renegade independent operative. But my caution is that she's a World Economic Forum young leader. She's, it just pops in my head. Is this controlled opposition, John?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I have no way of knowing that for sure. But you're right. I mean, she does have some shady connections. She always has sort of said some interesting things, some things that certainly deviate from the mainstream. Yeah. And at the very least, I'd say that's a good thing. I frankly don't put too much hope in our political system at this point.
Yeah.
I've kind of basically been looking to alternative parties like the National Justice Party, something right. I think we talked about yeah. on the last podcast. Yeah. And really sort of just disengaging from this totally corrupt system really from top to bottom, the system is basically totally controlled by the enemies of our people, by people that want to literally genocide the white race and are actively working to do that through policies, through propaganda, through totally false weaponized narratives of history. It's a full-out assault on our people. And, the system is totally corrupt. Everybody basically participating in it is either blackmailed or complicit in this agenda. Like I said, sometimes we'll see people like Kanye West, for example, make some powerful critiques or bring up some right. some important topics, or Tulsi Gabbard, for that matter. But at the end of the day, I'm very skeptical of the system being reformed. I think it's got to crash and burn. And, I think we're going to have to totally start from scratch, which is probably the best way to go at this point, because the system is just so totally corrupt and complicit in this evil.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, the Jew cancer has metastasized so dramatically. It's stage 4 advanced, and literally Uncle Sam has become Uncle Shlomo, because why else would there be a ton of Jews installed at the highest level of the traitorous living glory hole, Pedo Peter, his own son calls him Joe Biden, the not real president, and trying to prosecute a Jew war against Russia to benefit Jews, and has nothing to do with real white Americans, black Americans, Mexican Americans. The only people who benefit from this are the Jew, the international Jew. It's tragic. But we're going to open
absolutely.
Up the, yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say really quick that like the subversion of Ukraine and this like deep state war against Russia, which is basically at this point, I mean, I look at the way the U.S. and NATO has engaged in supporting Ukraine and providing, endless amounts of weaponry and financial assistance, and even like on the ground logistical support, and even probably mercenaries from some of the reports that I've seen. We're basically in a war against Russia at this point. I mean, if you just look at like analyze this just one issue, this could easily be just a case study in the Jewish problem. I mean, literally every single aspect of this entire situation has been and continues to be driven by Jews controlling American foreign policy and having, you know, this overwhelming influence in our media and in the sort of like opinion shaping class, right? And it, I mean, it's just so obvious. There's so many different angles that you can look at just this one situation. And everywhere you look, it's a Jew involved. And I mean, you look at like all of the key positions of power and influence in the Biden administration, all the key people involved in his cabinet. I mean, it's just like Jew after Jew after Jew. So at this point, it is just – it could not be more obvious how totally occupied this entire government is, this entire country is. And again, it's like the one issue that we can't even talk about without being denounced as some sort of hater or you know, some crazy conspiracy theorist, somebody that is a potential terrorist, somebody whose words could lead to violence or are themselves acts of violence. Right. I mean, that's the way a lot of these – left-wing, you know, Antifa-type groups and these, you know, far-left activists, that's the way they present it. Like, literally saying the things that we're saying is considered a form of violence. You know, that's the way they present it. So, anyways.
So insidious. And so we're going to open up the phones, John. I know there's a lot of people who want to talk to you. We've already got them lined up. The call-in number, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And they always say it thrice. 512-248-8252. And our first caller is dear friend of show, Chance from West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Giuseppe. John, you did it again. You're amazing. In the current issue of the AFP on page 12 about New Orleans, before I get to that, I want to get this out, and maybe you could comment after I'm done, John. I think this guy, Conway West, is a blessing. You know why? Because it shows those blacks who the real enemy is. Rather than the blacks in the hood, those Jerry Springer types who beat up old white ladies, there's many hardworking, decent black people, especially in New Orleans. They're true Americans. And this DA, what's his name, Jason Williams, is being soft on crime. Now, if I'm not mistaken, John, I think Louisiana is over 30% black, okay? Which means that a lot of these decent, hardworking black people, they're being victimized by other blacks who are murdering their sons, daughters, mother, fathers, etc. And a fellow black who's sitting on the bench as a DA is letting them go. See, so what I'm saying, John, is this. Now, finally, people like Kanye West, who come out and tell the truth, will shine a light on who's really victimizing the black people. It's not the white people. It's the damn tribe. And you know what, John? You can count on the Kardashians coming out and attacking this guy, Conway West. You know why? Because they're sitting pretty on the tribe's money. So they're going to, the money means more to them. So they're going to come out and attack Kanye. And I think this is a blessing that Kanye, it takes one of their own to wake them up to see who is really victimizing them. Now, what is your comment, John?
Well, I think you made a lot of really good points. I basically agree with you. And what's interesting about the situation with Kanye West is, from what I understand, I mean, he's like the richest black man in American history. That, at least that's what I've heard. That's what he's claimed. And interviews that I've, you know, recent interviews that I've heard him speak on, and he, you know, he's worth like $2 billion. So I mean, this is somebody that has significant resources, significant clout in society. So it's going to be interesting to see what they, you know, what they do to him. I mean, they have all sorts of dirty tricks up their sleeves, and an endless network, endless resources to subvert people like this. Yeah.
And the Kardashians will take out their guns, too, because, like I said, they're sitting pretty on the tribe's money. So they're going to crucify this guy, too. So that's going to be – you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to do that. You know, there's many hardworking, decent black people in this country. Many. And when they see their own, when they see their own kind, this DA in New Orleans, Jason Williams, set the murderers and the rapists of their sons and daughters, fathers, mothers free, their own kind, that'll wake them up to what's really going on. That it's not white people doing this. It's the tribe that's doing this. And this is why I think it's a blessing that this guy Kanye West, and if you remember Michael Jackson, and I'm no big fan of Michael Jackson neither, but let me tell you something. When he started opening up his mouth, what happened? Oh, fentanyl overdose. See what I mean? Hopefully the intelligent, hardworking black people, which are just as American as we are out there, and they're seeing this too. We're not going to change the minds of those Jerry Springer type, the hood types, because they're just stupid as a box of rocks. They're still going to blame all whitey for everything. But hopefully Kanye West is shining a light on who the real criminals are. And with that, John, thank you. Thank you immensely for the great work you do. Good night now.
Well, that's a great call, man. Chance.
Yeah.
And, John, it's interesting, and Chance, I'm sure you're still listening. Friday night, I had the flamboyant, brilliant head honcho of GoyimTV.tv, Handsome Truth, on the show. And he's going to be interviewing this week, I think, coming up on the 19th, Ayo Kamathi, the black nationalist who used to blame whitey. And then he's a bright man. He started to do his research, and he wrote this book, Jews Are the Problem. And now he appropriately blames Jewy, not whitey. And Handsome Truth said the truth, that right now white nationalists and black nationalists need to call a truce, become American nationalists,
exactly,
and drive the Jew out of this country. And the Jews that remain, are the 2% that remain, are nothing more than American citizens who can have their CPA practice, can have their deli, and be fine Americans, but they do not wield any power anymore. And that's what we need. We need an American nationalist movement.
Exactly. And Giuseppe and John, God bless both of you gentlemen from the bottom of my heart.
God bless you, Chance. Thank you for the call. We're going to move on now to Joe from Florida. Joe, what's on your mind? What would you like to discuss with the brilliant John Friend?
Hey, Giuseppe. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks, John. Yeah, you know, Dr. Patrick Slattery, who's on RBN every weekday,
right,
has made this point about Jewish power. He says that the main weapon that Jews have to protect Jewish power is their ability to prevent people from talking about Jewish power. And so thus, if you really want to do a main attack against Jewish power, you do a lot more than it might otherwise seem simply by talking about Jewish power. That's why I'm kind of agree with Chance and about this thing with Kanye. Okay, I'm not a fan of Kanye's, and he's not the most, you know, let's say, eloquent person, right? But just even the fact that he tweeted about it and that it's gotten this coverage is, in my mind, a major victory. But I wanted to get John's feedback on this idea. And it comes, and I give the credit to the great Dr. E. Michael Jones. He's been saying, he's got a book coming out about the Holocaust narrative. He says that the Holocaust narrative is the founding myth of the American empire. Now, it's interesting to me, if you look around, we see signs every day in the world, with Saudi Arabia, with Russia, with China, the American empire is crumbling rapidly, day by day. It's falling apart geopolitically. Now, what happens to a country domestically when an empire falls apart? Well, guess what? The rules about what you can say in politics, who you can call out, they change. And so it's my opinion that even little things like Kanye, and I even see people's reactions to it's changing on the Ukraine war. I mean, it's become so obvious that this pushy little Jew in Kiev is trying to blackmail tens of billions of dollars from America. I think little things like that, they fit together. We might actually be in a really positive time. The American empire is crumbling. Thank God, not a minute too soon. And because of that, we have a new political atmosphere where we can discuss the Jew question. What do you think?
Amen. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, look, I think you're right. I think, you know, I basically had that same sort of mindset when Trump was running for office in 2015 and into 2016. And he had all the potential in the world to really make some big time changes and you know, start putting things in the right direction. And yet, of course, he failed miserably. So there's always that opportunity. I mean, all it takes is for one person with a platform like Kanye West, for example, to get up and say these things and not back down. And I think that's really sort of the difference that, and we'll see how things play out. You know, it's only been, a week and a half or so since this whole controversy, you know, started unfolding with his tweets and his interview with Tucker Carlson and then the White Lives Matter, you know, the shirts that he made and the uproar that generated, and then, you know, being canceled from the bank. So, you know, it's an ongoing situation. But from what I can tell, I mean, he is not backing down. He is not going to apologize. He's not going to backtrack and sort of downplay anything that he said. He is going full speed ahead and is openly calling out the Jewish people and openly calling out the Jewish media. And I think you're right. I think, you know, we're living in very interesting times. I think the credibility and trust that people have in the mainstream media, in our political establishment, is crumbling. And you see that reflected in just public opinion polls. And it's been like that for a very long time. But perhaps, you know, we're reaching a peak right now. And just nobody has any trust in anything the media says and anything any of these lying public health experts have to say. And certainly in anything that, you know, President Biden has to say. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, it's a very powerful development. It has, you know, a lot of potential to really change things up. And, you know, I wish him the best. You know, as sort of like you, I'm not like a huge fan of this guy by any means. I don't care for rap music at all. But that being said, if it's going to take somebody like Kanye West to come out and say these things, you know, that's fine by me. As long as somebody is saying them besides us. You know, somebody that has a big platform.
And you know, if I can just real quickly say, you know, the so-called Black Jewish Alliance, it's fallen apart before in the past. There was a period in the 60s when it was like, oh, blacks are supporting Jews, and that kind of fell apart. What I think can happen is it could do that again. And I'm not a person that calls for violence. I don't believe in physical violence. But just imagine for a minute all the blacks who have been so revved up rioting and burning and attacking people because of the Black Lives Matter movement. Imagine what might happen if they started directing their real attention. Again, I'm not calling for violence, but this is what happens in history. If they started identifying their real enemy, maybe, you know, there might be some changes in this country. You know, I don't root for violence, but I could foresee that if certain members of the Black community still got on board, and I think it's happening. I think they're beginning to call the Jews out, and I think that could be a very big, maybe almost super dramatic change in, again, not calling for violence, but that might actually change things.
I would say to both John and Joe that as a percentage of the population, the Black population is far more aware of the Jewish problem than most of the American white population. And what's interesting is by them naming the Jew and we naming the Jew, we totally subvert the whole strategy of the Jew with the Mossad famous phrase, by way of deception, thou shalt make war. If they can't deceive us, they can't win.
Exactly. And the moment we start talking about it, it starts to collapse if it doesn't completely collapse. That's the good news. Thanks again, Giuseppe. And John, keep up the great work.
Thank you, Joe. Our next caller is Dave in the Thumb. Where is the Thumb, Dave? And what would you like to discuss with John Friend?
Hey, gentlemen, Michigan, the Thumb of Michigan. Look, I tell people, if you got questions, ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam and Auntie Semite, Uncle Ben Uncle Ben and Auntie Fa. They'll tell you it's not real. It is real, and it's all by design.
Oh, that's good, man. That's very clever.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Dave. Dave, let me ask you: is the thumb the Upper Peninsula? Is that what the thumb is?
No, it's the Lower Peninsula where the thumb juts out into Lake Huron.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. Okay.
The thumb, Michigan, the Lower Peninsula is a mitten on the map. It looks like a mitten.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in that thumb of the mitten.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, the only way out of here, guys, is the first three words of the Constitution. You all know what that is, right?
We the peeps. Yep.
We the people. Go to national-assembly.net. The hyphen is a little dash, right? national-assembly.net. national-assembly.net. We got 28 states that are doing what Michigan did 10 years ago. We need 36 states to take this country back for the people, okay? We can do this. We don't need this behemoth, right? This corporation. We don't need these corporate types. We don't need these thugs, who is it? Uncle Sam and Auntie Semite, right? Uncle Ben and Auntie Fox.
Yep.
This is a joke, and the people, we've been so dumbed down. What did Charlotte Isby say? The deliberate dumbing down of America. We need the people to be we the people again. That's the answer. And, you know, Roger Sales says R plus D equals R. Rights plus duties equals remedy, right? What did our forefathers say in that Declaration of Independence? It is our right. It is our duty. And, folks, that is the remedy.
That's great, Dave, and the thumb. John, your thoughts?
No, that's well said. I'm not too familiar with national-assembly.net. I just pulled up the website right here.
Yeah, me too.
But I think you're right. I mean, it is certainly our duty to stand up to tyranny, and that's exactly the way this country was founded, and that's something that I'm totally 100% dedicated to as long as I'm alive on this planet. I'll be standing up against tyranny.
With, Mark Anderson?
Yeah, Mark Anderson. Mark Anderson is a reporter for American Free Press as well. He's been writing for the newspaper for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's actually a Michigan guy, and he resides in Texas in the winter, but you know, I've talked to him and Ron Avery do a thing here on RBN, during the day and, weekdays. And Ron and I go way back. Ron is an architect from Texas. And anyway, those guys are pretty sharp. And Ron's got a show called In Search of Lawful Government. There's a lot of folks that are awake, and I think the black folks definitely are, you know, they're on their way. There's really a lot of good people, what Chance was talking about. I've got a lot of close friends. Well, I say close. I'm legally blind, so I don't have a whole lot of friends. But, you know, I've got black friends, and they are so conservative. It's unbelievable. And, it's going to take people like them, with us to stop these Jew jabbers, and we got a big a road before us, but I think we can do it.
You know, it's interesting because for how many years I've been doing this and speaking publicly about these issues and posting about it on social media, I've had a lot of very positive receptions from black Americans, ironically enough.
All right, that's it. Apologies to the other callers, but it just goes so fast. Stay tuned for the King of Sunday Night, Robert Ravel and Incendiary Radio. Tune in next week. Good night, everyone.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.